Baie dankie. Ons gaan vandag bietjie voort. Ons bou op laasweek en laasweek het ons gepraat van die voorreg van sig. Wat was die punchline van laasweek, pastor? As jy nie was nie, gaan ek julle vra om te gaan kyk op YouTube of dit te gaan luister. Die punchline van laasweek was die volgende. When you get born again, when you give your life to Jesus and you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are no longer blind. The man said, oh my word. For those watching, my son has just arrived from overseas. I never knew. Oh, my word. You can sit. We're going to carry on. Welcome, yeah? And I hope the message touches you. Sorry, for those watching, we are a family, and my son's just arrived from Saudi Arabia with a surprise visit. We never knew he's coming. Gee, whiskers. And my other son and my granddaughter and my daughter-in-law. I spoke last week on... Ek het last week gepraat oor sig. Ek wil graag hê julle moet iets hoor. The Bible says, there's no physis, the O say, I once was blind, but now I see. I once was blind, but now I see. Now, when you get born again or accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, wanneer jy Jesus Christus aanneem as jou redder, is jou geestelike blindheid, sê saam met my, my geestelike blindheid is verby. My oë het geopen. Nou, hier's 'n paar mediese mense in die gebou. En nie eens julle saam met my kan stry. Jy kan sig hê en nog steeds niks sien as jy al die ligte afsit. Want jy het lig nodig om te sien. You need light that can travel through the pupil and all the process of the lens and goes through that optic nerve, boom, into the brain. It tells you what image you're looking at. And I'm not imagining I'm seeing my son that I haven't seen for very long. But switch the lights off in this building and all of you scumble around and I'll have to start saying, that could be Werner, that's maybe, because the image is not clear. Why? Because I'm blind? No, but because there's not enough light. And what happens to Christians, wat gebeur met Christene, is Christene sê, ek is blind, jy is nie blind nie, jy kry nie genoeg lig in, dat jy kan weer begin lewe en sien die images en die life wat God vir jou het. Amen. And we spoke last week that God, the person God is light, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Those who follow me will never walk in darkness. I am the light of the world. Ek is die lig van die wêreld, persoon Jesus, en hy wat my volg, nie 'n snaakse teaching, nie 'n nuwe revelation nie, nie 'n nuwe groep nie, nie 'n kerkverband nie. He that follows me, the living Christ, the living, the foss, the very source of light, he who follows me will never walk in darkness. Why do we have such darkness? Because we've stopped as people with open eyes, we've stopped following the light and we start following stuff that seems to be light. And we start switching and replacing dat het amper lyk asof hierdie meer vas is, want is meer dynamies en hierdie is greater. Nou volg jy dit met jou hele hart, maar daardie lig is nie noodwendig die lig van God self en daarom begin het rukkie terug het my vrou lense gaan skoonmaak. Because they started after a lens replacement. They polished the lenses. And light comes in. And then it's a bit de mekaar for a while. And then later she says, this is amazing how clear I can see. Church, we as believers need to see again. But the only way you'll see well is when the light of life starts flowing in again. Amen. Ouma, sal jy met haar gaan sit in die kamertjie? Ek weet jy het haar glad nie gemis nie. Spot somme. Ek wil net sê, ek het die mooiste kleindogter in die hele wereld. Maar al die oumas en oupas sê so. Hallo Rein. Rein.
Hallo Bob.
Hallo my beautiful.
Wat oupa? Wat oupa?
Wat? Ja. Sy kyk TV met Duncan en dan sê sy,
oupa,
as ek preek. And so this morning I want to speak on the privilege. Ons het die voorreg van lig, maar ons het ook die voorreg om te hoor. We've also got the privilege of hearing, seeing and hearing spiritually. And as dangerous as what we think is light, it's dangerous what we think we are hearing God's voice. En ek gaan net iets reg lê vanoggend. Hoor jy God se stem of hoor jy stemme of hoor jy 'n stem? Amen. Of hoor jy God se stem? Baie belangrik. Kom ons kyk die vorige twee verse wat ek begin het laas week. Begin met Jeremia hoofstuk 5. Vers 21. En het sê in Engels, yeah, this you foolish and senseless people. It's very negative. Yeah, this foolish and senseless people. You who have eyes but do not see. Jy het oë. In ander woord, hy het nie gesê, jy is blind, daarom sien jy nie. Hy sê, jy het oë, maar jy sien nie. En dan sê hy die volgende een in die selfde vers. Hy sê, you have ears, but you don't hear. There's nothing wrong with your ears. Sê saam met my. Daar's niks fout met my ore nie. Maar partykeer hoor ek nie. Praat nou nie van 'n kind wat 'n pak moet kry nie. Nee. Ga jou pak gee nou. Het langlaas paplepel gehad. Spot somme oor. Matteus 13 sê hy in die Nuwe Testament, en is eintlik wonderlik, in the New Testament, it's actually awesome how this whole negative thing of hearing and seeing, negative, foolish people, Jeremiah says, you have ears and eyes, you don't see or hear. But in the New Testament, after Jesus is busy interacting with the people, he says something very special. He says in Matthew 13, verse 14, he says a very interesting thing. In the NIV, he says, but blessed are your eyes. Geseend is jou oë, want jy sien. Different than Jeremiah, nee. Sê saam met my, ek het geseende oë. Moet nie skaam wees nie. Sê, ek het geseende oë. Ek is nie meer blind nie. Ek kan sien. Dis 'n seën, man. Vra vir iemand wat sukkel, wat sy oë slegter word. Yes, you're blessed, you can see. Spiritually, we are blessed, I'm born again. My eyes were open, I can see. And then he says the same thing, Josh, if you're looking in your Bible. It's teasing you. He says, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Say saam met my, ek kan hoor. Ek kan hoor. Ek wil nie altyd hoor nie, maar ek kan hoor. Is dit nie waar nie? And so I'm going to show you something this morning on a picture on the board. It's very, very powerful because I want you to hear this. Welcome, cons. Look what it says. Put the next picture. You can just focus on the picture. Just keep the camera on the picture. To the video, it's still on. You're just going to hear me audibly. Don't say God is silent when your Bible is closed. Moenie sê ek hoor God glad nie. Maar jou Bybel is toe. Maak het sin. Geskenkie van Suid-Afrika. Don't say your Bible is closed. En nou, ek gaan 'n exercise doen vanoggend. Ons gaan 'n bietjie ander familie ervaring doen. Ek dink jy kan weer dit opsit op die hoofskerm. Want ek gee nie om ons hier op my is, miskien sal mense nie wil hê dit moet op hulle wees. Jy kan dis focus aan. Nou julle gaan Engels praat vandag. Want Gerrit het vergeet om Afrikaans te praat. Ryan, don't you want to come here? Told you I'm going to pick on you. Ek gaan nou 'n paar kaartjies uitdeel oor die Bybel. Maar jy gaan onbeskaamd vorentoe kom. We gaan net 'n ander diens wees volgens, is dit reg? So, nou sê ek, wonder of hy my gaan roep. Don't worry. Jy het al geraas in Engels en gevra in Engels. You can come forward, Ryan. Ek het net 'n paar, hoor, gaan nie lang vat nie. But you're going to, in your best English, slowly, you're going to read what card I'm going to give you. Okay. And the card is yours. This is for you. Read it slowly and loud. Mic close to the mouth and the people will hear.
Whether we are reading the Bible for the first time or standing in a field in Israel next to a historian and an archaeologist and a scholar, the Bible meets us where we are. That is what truth does.
The Bible meets us where we are. That's what truth does. Whether you're a historian, an archaeological, or a scholar, or just a newcomer to the Bible meets you where you are. Thank you. Isn't that precious? The Bible meets you where you are. Nie een van julle kan weer sê, maar ek is nie daar nie, pastoor. Jy is nie waar nie. Jy is iewerste. You are somewhere. You are somewhere. So the Bible, if you open it, it's going to meet you where you are. It doesn't expect you to be an educated historian before it can impact your life. The Bible's designed that if you're just breaking in, out of sin or struggling or you're a new Christian, you're immature, you don't even know things, God says wherever you are in your life, if you open the word, I speak. Amen. Met die regte hart nou, obviously. As jy die woord oopmaak, praat ek. Wie van julle dink oor jou die God se wil vir jou lewe? Niemand skielik. George, kom staan hierso. Luister wat sê hierdie, dis nou nie gemik op hom nie, dis vir ons allemaal, deur wie dis geskryf.
If you are ignorant of God's word, you will always be ignorant of God's will. By Billy Graham.
Bless you. You see, your first step to knowing God's will for your life is not to phone some funny oak in Joburg to give you a word. I'm not knocking it. But you know, we always start at the wrong place. If you want to know God's will, you need to hear his voice. And if you want to hear his voice, open the Bible. Because God's going to start to speak to you about his will. Begin eers sy wil ken vir jou. Voor jy sê, ach, wil die Here nou hê, ek moet nou 'n blou jean of 'n groen jean aantrek. Moenie, don't be funny, man. Mense sê daai goed, maar hulle ken nie eers 5 skrifte nie. Maak het sin. En ek sê nie, die Here is nie geïnteresseerd in jou klere drag nie. But don't go and look for God's will in the funny things when you don't know his will from the word. The word is going to open up for you. Ek moet nou net fair wees hierso. Is jy okay met hierdie? Is jy ontspanne? Relax. Dit is exciting. Vir my anyway. Ek het mooi vooruitsig na die diens ook. Ek het my vriende van Canada, en my seun van Saudi-Arabië, my seun en my skoondogter, my kleindogter van Joburg, en ek kyk julle mooi mense. Ras, kom staan hier voor. Jy like Engels. Gesê deur Ronald Reagan, you can read it, take the mic and read it loud, put the mic close to your mouth, in English.
With the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face, by Ronald Reagan.
Thank you. Within the covers of the Bible, you will find all the answers for all the problems that men face. Are you looking for your answers outside the Bible? Try and start in the Bible before you start outside the Bible. There's enough content in the Bible. Daar's genoeg inhoud binne in die woord om probleme en hulle oplossings te vind. Dis in die woord. Begin by die woord soek. Voor jy hierdie boek en daardie ekstra dingetjie en daai bydrae gaan koop. Begin by die woord. Nou hierdie een is baie taaf. Flip, wawag, Annemarie, ek sal daar gaan na jou, ek sal polite wees. Dis vir jou en jou skoon, jou tannie, wie, ek weet nie hoe werk jylle goed.
My tannie.
Is jou tannie, is jou aangetrouwde tannie. Lees hom lekker hard.
A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more than a college education. Theodore Roosevelt.
A thorough knowledge of the Bible is far more valuable than a well thorough education. And that's what Theodore Roosevelt said. And he wasn't a pompoon. He said, the thorough knowledge of the Bible will do me much better than only a good education. Because it's God's word. Amber klaar. Is nog vroeg. Met ek weer piek. Nie bang wees nie. Wat is jou naam weer? Chandray. Sorry, ek vergeet die name van allemaal. Hier is vir jou. Jy kan hom lekker hard oplees.
God is the author of the Bible, and only the truth it contains will lead people to true happiness. George Miller.
God is the author of the Bible, and only the truth it contains will lead people to true happiness. I'll give this one to Mpula, not because I like him, he hasn't been here so long. Ek wou hom laat 'n besoekerkaartjie invul, maar Mpula, gaan jy Engels gooi vandag. This is yours, my brother.
A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't. Is it right?
Yeah.
Kan ek hom weer lees?
Yeah.
A Bible that's falling apart usually belongs to someone who isn't.
Jonah. Charles Spurgeon. A Bible wat uit mekaar val, behoort gewoonlik aan iemand wat nie uit mekaar uitval nie. Is it nice, eh? A Bible wat uit mekaar uitval, behoort gewoonlik aan iemand wat nie uit mekaar uitval nie. Is dit nie mooi nie? Charles Spurgeon. 'n Bybel wat nie tussen sy bladsye plak nog by mekaar, is gewoonlik, mense val uit mekaar uit, sê ek hoor nie God se stem, dan bel hulle die hele land vol vir 'n skriffie of iemand moet hulle help, en dan se trauma op trauma, maar laat jou Bybel begin bietjie uit mekaar uitval. Now, there's some of you people, yeah, you really want to be used by God. You really want to be used by God. Ek sal vir jou leef.
I never saw a useful Christian who was not a student of the Bible, D.L. Moody.
I never saw a useful Christian who was not a student of the Bible. As jy wil regtig gebruik word deur die Here as Christen in sy koninkryk, begin 'n student van die woord word. Dit sal vir jou 'n bietjie impact. Ek moet nou mooi kies wie hierdie een gaan leer. Want as ek hom verkeerd gee, gaan mense dink ek sê iets hierdeur. I'll give you this one, seeing that you visited. Visiting. Read it loud.
I believe the Bible is the word of God from cover to cover. Billy Sunday.
From cover to cover, the Bible is the word of God. You want God to speak? Get into the Bible. Now this is an interesting one, the last one. Moet ek op julle piek op hierdie kant. Laat ek op jou piek. Dit is cool, man. Dierbare, kan ons lees. Hier is nie gemik op iemand nie. Dit is 'n stelling. Hoor mooi wat sê hy. OK? Ja, jy kan hom aansit. Hoor mooi.
The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Dwight L. Moody.
The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you out of your Bible. Maak het sin. So what am I saying? God doesn't say, or God is not silent when your Bible is closed. If you open your Bible, God will start to speak to you. Let's go to the next verse, John 10, verse 27. And it's actually very interesting. So hierdie gaan 'n bietjie 'n punchline wees van God wat praat. En ons begin nou met God wat praat. Johannes 10 in die Afrikaans 53 vertaling, Johannes 10 vers 27 sê hy die volgende: My skape luister na my stem. My skape luister na my stem. En ek ken hulle, en hulle volg my. Om Jesus te volg, daai skrif sê eintlik, as ek Jesus wil volg, is daar nogal 'n formule hier, ek moet sy stem kan hoor, want dan sal ek hom effektief volg. And the only way you're going to have an accurate voice of God, the Good Shepherd, is through the Bible. That's why I handed out these cards. When I fill myself with the Bible, I start to recognize the voice of a shepherd and a voice then of a hireling, or a voice of a wolf in sheep's clothing, or a voice of someone with a false motive. But I quickly discern the voice of the shepherd because I'm filling myself and the shepherd is speaking to me through his word. Remember, God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, three in one. It's God, Jesus' word. The word inspired by the Spirit is Jesus speaking or the Father speaking, no matter which dimension of the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. He's speaking through his word. Now this is interesting. I want you to hear this. He speaks about, hear my voice. Hoor my stem. Okay? Hear my voice. What happens when we hear His voice. When I hear God's voice. Now this is very important. Sure guys, vang hierdie ding. Ek gaan dit my bes te doen. Wanneer ek God se stem hoor, nie Ellen se nie. God kan deur Ellen praat, maar wanneer ek God se stem hoor, verkieslik direk deur sy woord. Maar hy wek leraars op en herders, hy doen dit, waar hulle ook praat. Ek bedoel, dis deel van die woord, teaching and preaching, it's part of. But we trust that teaching and preaching will be God's word. That's why teachers will face double judgment. Because if I teach today, I'm saying it's God speaking to you. And I better make sure it's God and not Alan. That's why there's double judgment or increased severe. We did it yesterday at conference. Amplified says a severe judgment will be waiting for the teachers. Why? Because if they teach wrong and it's not his voice, you're going to follow a voice that's not the Father. And that's dangerous. Maak het sin. So ek wil nou nie julle moeg maak nie. But when God speaks, yeah, his voice, wanneer ek sy stem hoor en God praat, hier's nou die mooi ding. Ek begin het met hierdie. Ek sê dit eers in Engels. God's voice will always prompt God himself. God's voice, this is from the original concordances. God's voice will always prompt God himself. His own voice will prompt him, God, to birth faith from within the believer. Ja, kan weer sê. God se stem sal altyd die Here self aanwakker om geloof in jou binneste wakker te maak dat jy kan begin die Here dien en vertrou. Dis nou skriftuurlik wat ek sê. Geloof kom van jou binneste wat God opwek in jou innerlike mens, is daar geloof wat opgewek word deur sy woord. Ek gaan nou daar kom, maar sy stem. As jy sy woord hoor of sy stem hoor, hy wek 'n innerlike, it's called in English an interesting word, and I didn't even know it exists. There's actually a word called inbirth. An inward inner birthing of faith will take place inside you. And when there's a faith that builds up from inside you, no one can shake you. Because it's not a circumstantial strength, it's a inner strength. I can't get inner strength from some oak who gives me a little text. But when the shepherd speaks to me through his word, Tal, then there's an inner birthing from him. He births it. And there's a geboorte van geloof wat begin opstaan hier. En weet wat? Gaan jy nie so makkelijk geskit word nie. Want dit word van innerlik gebore. Inward birth. Not some fancy teaching or someone who's trying to convince you to do this and you put your whole life in it and you're still unhappy and you still got no peace and nothing's working. It's because you're not hearing the voice of the Father that builds your faith. Maak, het dit sin gemaak wat ek gesê het? Julle moet my help, my vrou is ver weg. Sin gemaak, my engel. Romeine 10 vers 17 in Engels. En ek gaan dit in Afrikaans ook sê, wat begin ons mee? Die Engelse een. So then, faith comes by hearing. What does hearing do? Birth something inside you when you hear God's voice. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Afrikaans says, in die Afrikaans, ek sal dit lees saam met julle, die geloof is dus uit die gehoor, en die gehoor deur die woord van God. Ek hoor sy woord of sy stem. Sy stem, sy woord, en as ek het hoor, begin iets innerlik groei, geloof, en ek begin 'n nuwe dimensie God vertrou, vir 'n deurbraak, vir 'n uitweg, vir 'n doel, 'n beskikking, vir whatever it is, it starts inside, and you know what, it's not an outward thing that can just disappear, JP, it's something that's inside, it's something that grows from inside, it's something you can't explain, hey, Tony Betts, it's a faith thing, faith is not a natural dimension thing, faith is not a feeling, it's not wow. Faith is something of a believing in God, but he builds it inside you, but it can only be built by the ingredient of his voice and his word. Faith comes by hearing His word. That word there in Romans is called rhema. The rhema word, which means the spoken. Now, this is very interesting. Ek gaan nie te lang wees, ek gaan praat oor rhema en logos. Want daar's 'n verwarring, veral in vernuwing, oor logos en rhema. En ek wil net 'n paar heilige koeie skiet, laat hulle uit die wolke uitval, weer terug aarde toe. Is dit reg? Ek's ernstig. Ek gaan vir julle waarheid leer vanoggend. In vernuwing het ons so wow geword oor rema. Ons soek net rema woord. Nou ons moet begin verstaan wat is rema. Die woord rema, die Romeine wat sê, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the rema word of God. Okay, that's the rema word of God, not logos, rema. That means it's the spoken word and the living word of God. It's the Lord speaking, catch this, this is out of the concordance. It's the Lord speaking rema. Word mooi, the Lord speaking His dynamic living word to build a inward faith in the believer. God's voice speaks. And something inward gets birthed and starts to grow. When God speaks and you say, this is like amazing. It's not what Ma say, of Pa say, of Dio say, of Dio say. God is birthed something in me. And when He births something in me, it's different. I listen to everybody, but I know when God really speaks to me, not what other people say, when God speaks to me, I know it's fixed. That's an Engelse ding wat sê, I shall not be easily moved. Believe me, hierdie pastoor is not easily moved if I know God has spoken. I'll move everything with everyone's advice, it's all fine. But when God has spoken, and it's in His word, I can't be moved. Because that's God. You understand? You're okay there. But that's exactly the same as what John 10 said. Exactly the same in the concordance. It says, when you hear, the secret is when you hear His voice. When you hear, now catch this. When I hear His rhema, or I hear His logos. When I hear His voice. Because His logos is also His voice. It's His written word. But I can hear that written word. It's just that He's not speaking it in a revelation style. I'm getting it direct from the pages. It turns to rhema. But whenever I even read His logos word, the Bible, and I hear what He says, it has the same result, the logos. Hier is baie interessant. Die logos het dieselfde resultaat as die rhema. Die logos is nie woord wat doodmaak nie. Dis die letter. Die logos waar God se stem gepraat het, die logos bring geboorte ook aan jou geloof innerlik. That's exact the same work. The beauty of the logos is when I fill myself with the logos, often reading the logos with my ears open, rhema starts to flow out of, catch this now. Rhema word, rhema woord, begin vloei vanuit die logos na my toe. En dis die veilige rhema. Ek gee 'n voorbeeld. Dis nie om iets te nok nie. Ek is daar, ek doen dit, ek het gister gedoen, het ek 'n profetiese woord vir iemand gegee en hy gehoor. En die dame het regtig gehuil, die sy het met my later kom praat. Maar ons het by 'n plek gekom, in vernuwing dat ons dink, as ons praat oor rhema, dan is dit profetiese woorde, dis outomaties rhema. Regtig? Kan dit nie ook gemis word of vals wees nie? As iemand sê, die Here sê, ek gee jou woord, die Here sê, nou sê ons, wow, God het gepraat, dis rhema. Rhema will only be launched off logos, my friend. Rhema is logos coming alive. Rhema is not just some guy saying stuff. En ek wil julle net 'n voorbeeld gee. En is nie verkeerd nie, moet asseblief hoor die konteks. O, oh, moet my nou nie bel. Ek sien my kind en vriende nou na die tyd. Want ons raak so touchy. 1 Korintiërs 14 sê ons moet profeteer en hy sê jy moet dit soek. Maar hy sê ook, ons moet dit oordeel, en dis uit die vernieuwing uit. Niemand oordeel profetiese woorde. Mense stuur profetiese woorde, en as jy dink dis 'n profeet, dan vat ek het, en dan luister ek het, en dan is het God wat praat. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:29, that the leaders need to judge the prophetic word. To see what? To see if this rhema word that this person is giving is based off logos, and if it's accurate. What's the big deal? Let's just see if it's real. Maak het sin, is het werkelijk God wat gepraat het? Dis neem jy om iemand af te breek nie. Jy slik nie net enige woord nie. Hoekom? Want jou geloof sal nie groei net omdat iemand sê die Here sê. Jou geloof groei wanneer die Here sê en hy begin in sy woord sê. Dan groei jou geloof want het word innerlik gebore. And so what happens is, I'll use an example in my own life and it's not knocking anything. It's nice. Someone will come to me and say, as an example, a person delivering a message. God says, I hear God says. So, okay, now spit your word. God praat. I hear God says, I see you, Alan, you're like a flower. You are opening up and there's a raindrop and the sun is shining off the drop of rain and you're going to be a wonderful example to everybody. And I say, praise God, it's a rhema word. Yeah, it's encouraging. It maybe can impact my life, but do you think that's going to stir a deep inner faith inside me? Okay, so now, that's fine. Someone sends me that message by SMS or Facebook. It's cool. Jy's 'n reendruppeltjie en 'n blommetjie wat oopgaan, en nou is ek bly. Dit is nie verkeerd. Ek's 'n prentjie, ek teken, ek's 'n kunstenaar ook, so ek is happy met dit. Dit is nie verkeerd nie. Die Here praat my deur die Piet my vrou se voels. So I'm not against that. God speaks to me through Piet my vrou. So I want you just to hear that you can settle to get logos turned to rhema and get your faith growing. Else you sickle for years with these other things and your faith never really grows. Why? Because your Bible is closed. Your ears are open for the WhatsApps, the SMS, the Facebook messages, the conferences, the kursusse, die boekies, jou ore is oop daarvoor, maar die woord is toe. It's not going to work the same. So, nou maak ek my Bybel oop, en ek lees Bybel. Ah, so boring. Ek lees hier die Oud Testament. En ek maak oop in Jesaja hoofstuk 6 vers 3. Put it on the board. Now I'm reading. You will keep, God's talking, you will keep logos. It's nie rhema nie, it's logos. The Lord will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace. Dis nou net, dis nie van toepassing vir die preek nie, dis net 'n skrif. For it, the mind that is dependent on you, is trusting in you. Trust in the Lord forever, because in Yah, the Lord is an everlasting rock. Now that's logos. So as I read it, I say, wow, God, if I keep my mind depending on you, you will keep me in perfect peace. And that word, logos, starts becoming a voice of God into my spirit that says, Alan, I want you to start understanding and have faith, my boy, that if you're going to keep your focus on me and you depend on me, I'm going to start letting, ek gaan begin, laat jou denke en jou gedachte wereld, hoor my mooi, ouwens, jou gedachte wereld gaan begin in 'n nuwe dimensie van vrede kom, want jy is besig om op my te vertrou. Skielik is nie net 'n dooie wat ons dink ou logos, hierdie logos word rema, dit word lewendig, en die binnenkant my begin die logos en die rema, dis so ingeweef in mekaar, begin ek van innerlik, it's called an inward or inner inbirthing of faith by the Father, as I read the Bible. God, you're going to keep my mind in peace. There's some of you sitting here, you smile every Sunday, you have no peace. You make like you've got peace. Jy worstel hier binnenkant jou met jou vrede. Ek soek net 'n ander SMS van 'n oom. Jou vrede gaan nie kom nie. O, jy's 'n blommetjie. Die son sal skyn op die druppeltjie water, dan gaan alles lekker wees. Gaan nie werk nie. Sê, pastor, nok jy die profeties? Nee, want die profetiese is woord van God. En dit moet my geloof bou, en ek sit my lewe daarop. Daarom judge ek dit. Ek gaan nie my lewe opsit wat net 'n motiverende sinnetjie is. As ek loop en ek sê, jy lyk soos 'n sonskyn met jou geel rok vandag, Connie. Dit het niks te doen met die Here dit gesê of nie. Dit maak haar net happy. Come on, man. Come on, guys. Maar ek gaan dit nou net op jazz. Ek het Here sê. Dis nou diep rema woord. Dit is nie 'n diep rema woord. Dis 'n motivering. Laat sy kan goed voel hoe sy lyk met haar geel rokkie wat sy lyk soos 'n sonneblom. En daar is tye wat die Vader sê, maar ons sê te vinnig die Here sê. But when I take the word and I open the Bible and the word says, Trevor, you're depending on me and your mind, I see that I'll put in perfect peace because you're trusting me. I say, God, you're starting to speak to me and I have a faith that I don't fear my future. Why? Because my mind's on the Lord. Janus, does maak hierdie ding sin? Die mooi van die woord. Maak het sin, André? Die mooi van die woord. I'm not phased about rhema. God will turn it to rhema. I'm phased about getting the Logos into my spirit. Because the Holy Spirit's in me, He makes it alive all the time. I'm getting rhema. As I, Ellen, as I read the Bible all the time, I just highlight because stuff jumps out to me. It's amazing. This is amazing what the Bible says. And this text, it's amazing. And there's rhema coming, flowing from that Logos word, and faith gets birth. I want to spend my time. There's one of the old writers said, read many books, but live in the Bible. Lees baie boeke, maar leef in die woord. Amper klaar. Lukas 11 vers 28. Mooi vertaling, die Bybel vir almal. ABA. George, met my nie SMS na die tyd nie. Ek spot sommer my broer. The Afrikaans, it's a beautiful, it's a Bybel vir almal. Nee, ja, is net toe George sê, hy sê dankie vir die preek altyd. Luke 11 verse 28. Look what it says. Maar Jesus het gesê, sjo, come on guys. Maar Jesus het gesê, can keep the camera on the scripture. Sien die woord weerspreek homself nie, nee. Maar Jesus het gesê, die mense wat waarlik gelukkig is, is dit nie mooi nie, waarlik gelukkig, nie een smile, maar binnenkant, my sis, is jy nie happy. Maak het sin, boet, ons het nie dit nodig mee nie. Ek het een smile, maar ek is nie happy nie. Hey, Zani, we want to have genuine, man, we want to be authentic, Zani. It says, maar Jesus het gesê, die mense wat waarlik gelukkig is, is die mense wat die, nou moet julle raai, logos of rema? Come on, logos of rema hoor. Romeine het gesê, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the rema. That says, die mense wat waarlik gelukkig is, is die mense wat die, nou julle weet waar dit gaan, logos. Logos wat? Logos, hoor. So the both, the Logos and the Rhema are both God's voice. The ones just bounces up and alive. It can be like, really, and it's true, gifts. If I give a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge or I give an accurate prophecy, yes, it's Rhema, it's out of God's heart, but it will flow back by God's word. It will change your life forever. But the Rhema and the Logos is intertwined. It's the same voice that speaks. En hy sê, mense wat waarlik gelukkig is, is die mense wat die logos van God hoor en doen wat God wil hê. You want to be happy? Say with me, I have ears and I hear the logos when I open the Bible. And I will be happy because I will do it. You see, as you step by faith into that logos and start doing it good, that just becomes a rhema and you see the result and God speaks to you through what you're busy applying and you say, this is amazing. I just read it. It was maar net a casual skrif. Ek het dit net gelees. Dit het gesê, vergewe jou vijand hulle sondes, Gert. Nou vergewe jou vijand hulle sondes, nou doen jy dit maar as logos, jy doen dit en jy is gehoorsaam. En skielik kom jy hier geloof en vrede borrel op in jou. Naarans jy so opgewonde, jy deel die rhema woord. Hey, Tibi, as jy jou vijande vergewe, ja, is vrede, Poela, vijande vergewe, dit, skielik deel jy die rema van die logos skrifie, want het het levende geword vir jou. That's where I want to see the church, bubbling with joy over God's word, and ears open to jy's voice, We love and serve one another, care for each other, PJ. We honor, we love, and we're building up people with God because we just love Him, hey, Pula. But God doesn't talk, He's silent. Yeah, He is, because we don't open our Bible. Don't you want to put that big picture on back, the Bible one? I'm going to finish off. Ek het in die COVID, het ek my Bybel deur gelees, het hom klaar gelees. En is hartseer, want ek het nie nuwe Bybel gekry. En ek voel nou soos 'n groenietjie. Ek beloof jou, as ek my nuwe Bybel, saam my kantoor, as ek hom oopmaak, 'n plakkie bladsy nog teen mekaar, en as net so paar skriffies gehighlight, dan wil ek altyd terugkom na hierdie een toe. En is asof die Here sê, Ellen, no, keep the new one. Keep this one if you preach, because you know where the things are. But start reading the new one, like Logos. Just open it and start reading those where there's no underlining or side notes. And just say, this is like amazing. Look what God's saying. This is like, oh, is dit nie mooi nie? Ons het almal besige programme. Al wat ek jou vra, wil jy nie begin bietjie jou neus weer insit in die Logos? Want jy gaan gelukkig begin word. Let us not try and survive on wows. It's not going to last. You can try. I want to make a very bold statement. Can I? I'm going to close off. I will outlive you. I will outlive you by trusting in this more than what people who trust in wows. I don't mean physical life. I will outlive you by this more than you will survive by wows. The wows are in our face, the easy route every day. But I will stay stronger longer by going the hard route and enjoying this word. Serious. It's our Father's letter to us. He loves us. He loves us, and He wrote us this. And He says, just open it. I'll make it alive to you. Just open it. Just like you're not blind. You're not deaf. Don't worry, you're not deaf. Just open it and you'll hear I'm speaking. Jy's nie doof nie. Ek hoor niks. Nee, dis nie waar nie. Jou ore, David sê, He formed, He graved, He dug out my ears. You know that scripture? In the Psalms, He said, He grooved out the grooves of my ears. My ears are open. I just need to make a move. May God be glorified this morning through His word. For those who are watching, you don't have to put the camera back. God bless you. I want you to have a wonderful week and a wonderful time in the Spirit. In the Spirit, opening the word. God can make that word alive to you again. Gelukkig. Gelukkig is die mens wat hy logos hoor en doen. Ek wens jou ware geluk, not luck, ware seën, ware happiness. I wish it for you. In fact, happiness is your inheritance. It's been given to you on the cross. God's kind of happiness. Ware geluk is klaar jou erfposie. Van die kruis dood is het jou. Vat het. Kom ons bid. Vader, dankie vir die awesome boeties en sissies. Dankie vir die lekker ochend. Dus jy kan loof en prijs. En ek kom bid, Vader, dat jy sal so in ons werk. Dat ons weer een begeerte sal hê vir die eindelike fondasie van alle stemme, van alle geluk, en dis u. Ek kom bid, dat ons allemaal, ek ingesluit, nie moeg sal word vir die woord. Vergewe my, waar ek self kort snij, en kort paie vat met die woord. Vergewe vir my, dat ek soveel tyd maak vir ander goed, en so min tyd vir die woord. Dat ek soveel ander stemme hoor elke dag, maar maak so min tyd om u stem te hoor, wat eintlik die stem is wat my geloof bou. En so ek wil net saam my boetie sisties kom sê, Vader, werk in ons elkeen. Mag die Heilige Gees die naprediker wees en mag ons weer 'n begeerte hê. Help ons om te begin in die Spreuke en die Psalms en in Johannes en weer sommer die woord oop te maak en te hoor wat sê u vir ons en te sien hoe gelukkig ons begin word in die midde van die storms omdat ons Vader praat met ons. Dankie, ek seën elkeen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of his precious Holy Spirit be with you today and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. There's wonderful cool drink. There's going to be cool drink.